how did Riley come to get the canal set? What was the...
Yeah, I wonder.
The Bobby McCarrigan question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ken was saying he thinks that the canals used to live around Bobby McCarrigan.
Who?
The canals. Yeah.
I can show you it in print.
Yeah.
They what?
From the time, 1770.
The canals, you know, that made that set of
that's
pipes.
Kenna.
Larry's old set of pipes. Kenna, yeah, sorry.
He's found, there's an ad. There's an ad that James Kenna brought out.
Yeah.
In 1770, saying that he had moved from Mayo, where he had been, or the west of Ireland.
Yeah.
Connacht, he said.
Connacht. He'd moved from Connacht, where for the last 20 years he had been making instruments, flutes and pipes for the gentlemen of Connacht.
Yeah.
And he was now setting up shop in
Ballynacarrigy.
Yeah.
That from now on, this was his place where he was selling pipes, making pipes and selling them
in Ballynacarrigy. I could have bought it.
And that's in, we have that off an old newspaper from 1770.
See, like he could well have lived there and then stamped Mullingar. Like back then, Ballynacarrigy would have been just a small place.
How far is Ballynacarrigy from Mullingar?
It's about 6 miles, maybe. Or
8 miles.
So he might, that'd be the local big town.
Yeah.
So if you were going to put a stamp, you might do it in the local big town, make it the local big town.
Mm. Well, he made them, and there was another set. Them pipes was made before that. Now, there was a set was got, and they claimed them to be the oldest set, and were in around, what time, 1870 was it?
Earlier.
70.
Larry's all set, the record was 77.
77. Well, it's I think it was earlier. Thanks, I'm already. He's already. That man, he done them pipes. Well, they were ordered. Them ones now was the oldest one. There were another set that was supposed to be the oldest, and they've beaten it. Has beaten it. That's with these experts.
Right. Japers. I won't be able to move after all this.
wasn't it?